That is the genius of Mikasa. The track's entitled These Streets, coming after Muzi and Yanga with a track entitled Desire, the trio house mix right here on Heart FM. So it is 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's time for us to get into Muso Talk.
It's time for Muso Talk on In The Mix, brought to you by Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. Send your questions via voice note to 082-222-1049.
All right, Tiani Maluleke, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm okay. So, last week we spoke about membership and the money that Sampra has been paying to artists. Before we get too deep into it today, I've got a question which somebody sent to me saying that if they want to be a member of Sampra, what is the membership fee, or do they have to pay a membership fee?
Okay, to be a member of Sampra is completely free. Anyone who wants to be a member just only needs to have a commercially released song. So if you have a commercially released song, you can fill in our application form, mm-hmm. and voila, you are a member.
Okay.
So yeah, there's no fee payable to Sampra to be a member.
Okay. So it has to be a commercially recorded song, because I've got a voice note from somebody who wants to know what to do if they want to become a musician. They've got music that they've released, or not released, rather. In fact, you know what? Just listen to this.
Hi, Diggy. I'm a singer-songwriter. Been trying to penetrate the music industry for a long time, but I'm very interested in how and I should go about it. I'm currently a diesel mechanic, working as a mechanic for a long time now already, and my songs are just laying dormant. My music ability is growing, but what do? I want to be a musician. Please advise.
What would you say to that guy, Tian?
Okay, so like I said, we deal with commercially released music, but if someone is still trying to get into the music industry, I think next week we actually have an interesting program. I think it is next week or that other week, where we'll have someone from a record company coming to talk about how someone like your caller can enter the industry. So if you want to be rich and famous, how you can... Because, I mean, that's everyone's dream, right?
Yeah, but not according to Zahara.
No, but most people want to be rich and famous. Mm-hmm. So you want to be an artist, you want to be a well-known artist. How do you then partner with, for example, a record company, a publisher, to get your song out there? Because, I mean, for you to get commercial success, it means you must get your song out there. Mm-hmm. For example, how do you exploit, like, digital spaces so that you can get your music out there? So for me, I think, I mean, like, people should just wait and listen up when we have that session where we'll have someone from a record company who will, I mean, give them tips on how to penetrate the market.
And
so basically, in short, how to be rich and famous.
So if somebody wants to follow you guys, I assume that they would have to go to your social media pages to find out when this workshop's going to happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're having the session. The session with the record company, we're having it right here on Hearts, I think next week.
Okay.
Or that other week. So with you, we'll bring in a record company to talk about that.
Okay.
But we're always doing workshops around the country. People can come through. People can invite us to come to their workshops if they want, if they're a group. Mm-hmm. And they would want us to come in and talk to them about, you know, the intricacies of the music industry. We are more than willing to go anywhere in the country to talk to people about that.
I got you.
I think for the purpose of this conversation, the best way really is to hook up with a record company. find yourself a publisher. You can also self-publish. You can also self-record.
Yes.
And just get your music out there.
Simple as that. Now, there's somebody who just sent me a message saying that they are listening to this feature for the first time and they don't know what Sampra is about. Can you just give us a brief overview of what Sampra is about?
Okay. So, Sampra is a collective management organization.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we do is we collect license fees from users of music. So, from organizations or businesses such as broadcasters, your stores that use music in their business, so like retail stores, pubs, clubs, so basically anyone who uses music in public.
Okay.
So we administer a right. So music has a number of rights within it. So we administer what we call middle time rights,
mm-hmm.
which is a right of recording artists, so performers, as well as record companies. So every time a sound recording, which is just a fancy word for a song,
yes.
every time your song is being played, so if you're a lead vocalist, a session musician, a guitarist, a pianist, and any instrumentalist, if your song, where you performed, is used, for example, by a radio station that is licensed with us,
mm-hmm.
or by a retail store that is licensed with us, every time your song is played, we pay you a royalty, which is basically a fee that the user pays us to pay you for using your music.
For using your music. All right, we're talking to Tiani Maluleke. She is the Chief Stakeholder Officer for the South African Music Performance Rights Association. When we return, we're going to have to take a quick break, Tiani. When we return, we've got another question from somebody who wants to know about international royalties. So stay on the line for me. We'll be right back after this.
It's time for Muso Talk on In The Mix, brought to you by Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. Send your questions via voice note to 082-222-1049.